How long will you limp between two opinions? The prophet Elijah asked this question of people who thought they could follow the one true God and the Baal gods of their pagan neighbors. The result was like trying to walk on two paths at once, lurching back and forth. There are no temples dedicated to Baal nowadays, no fertility rites, no infants offered in fiery sacrifice. Or are there? While the name of Baal is not invoked, many still worship at the altar of personal pleasure, putting their desires above what the true God says about sex and marriage. And when the result is an unwanted pregnancy, thousands sacrifice that unborn child to a Baal god called convenience. Now, there will always be those who make pleasure or comfort or convenience their god. But all who trust in the one true God, who has made us his own in Christ Jesus, we ought to plainly declare by word and action that there is but one God who is real, who forgives our sins, who gave himself for us to give us life or death, who deserves our undivided allegiance.